Perseverance, a story about the heroes of Chernobyl. Today we are talking about the disaster that happened in the Chernobyl, Ukraine. On April 26, 1983, about 33 years ago, at 1 o'clock UTC time, a nuclear power plant near the now abandoned town of Pripyat were simulating a station blackout power failure. In these tests, both emergency and power regulating systems were initially turned off. The reactor's initial flaws and the reactor operators arranging the core in a manner contrary to the checklist for the test eventually resulted in uncontrollable reaction conditions. Water flashed into steam, creating a steam explosion and an open-air fire. The heat was so intense that the boots of the firefighters were melted.
On May 4th, the fire was finally put out, but the radiation stayed. During the accident, steam blast effects caused two deaths within the facility, one immediately after the explosion and the other compounded by a lethal dose of radiation. Over the coming weeks and days, 134 servicemen were hospitalized with acute radiation syndrome, ARS, of which 28 firemen and employees died in days to months afterwards.
Radiation-induced cancer deaths among this group, 133 hospitalized survivors were to follow within the next 10 years. About a total of 4,000 people died, and nearly 200,000 are predicted to die due to the radiation they were exposed to.
If three of the volunteers did not go down in waist-deep radioactive water to drain it, almost all of Europe would have been affected and made almost uninhabitable. They were volunteers, and they
went down to a, there's a pool that they was like filled with radioactive water, but since it was like boiling because of the heat, if they left it, it would have exploded and caused all the other reactors to make a chain reaction and just completely devastate Europe.
It would have been bad, and they basically knew the basement was highly radioactive, but officials promised that if they died, their families would be provided for. It was indeed and possibly a suicide mission.
Yeah. By draining the pool of boiling water, they prevented the other chain reactions, as I said earlier, causing the situation from getting even worse than it was before. After return, they actually lived through the suicide mission, surprisingly. By the time the team left the pool, as their version story goes, they have already suffered from like massive amounts of radiation due to just the exposure of just being down there. They weren't even down there for at least like 5 minutes, and they'd already had were exposed to so much. Most of them died like months afterwards. But like those three people really like
almost survived.
Yeah, like I don't even know how they did it. It must have just like pure determination. Going through like boiling radioactive water up to your waist, that's gotta be painful. Like, yeah. Just imagine like the amount of pain and like having
like the anxiety too. Like, you know that
just like the pressure that you have of like, if I don't do this, all of Europe is totally gonna get screwed over by radiation.
We're basically screwed over.
Yeah, like I find it like I do want to know why like the operators decided to go against the checklist. Like, you would think that was something this destructive would, you know,
be one of the first things. Okay,
yeah,
get that done.
Yeah, but
it's also people who worked outside of Pripyat after, you know, like around the site of, you know, the reactor. A lot of them are still alive today with, you know, medical conditions going from cancer to. I mean, just anything that can go wrong with the body, radiation is quite the killer.
From what I heard, they made a like stone barrier around it. They call it, and I don't know why they would call it such a like a scary name, the stone sarcophagus. Like, you would think that you would have named it something other than that.
And they're building a new one.
Yeah, they're building a new one over it, just because like the amount of radiation coming out from that one reactor had already irradiated like the stone thing over it.
The thing is as those elements break down, the elements that they break down to, they're still radioactive, but they take longer, even longer, every step of the way. So it's going to be, I mean, not anyone's lifetime alive today is that going to be clear in the next few generations.
Yeah.
Not even then.
So thank you for listening to our podcast, and bye.